Hello, and welcome to the Vaast Resources shareholder call. My name is Bella, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. For the duration of the call, you will be on listen only. However, you may submit questions via the Webex platform throughout the presentation. If at any point you require assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an operator. I am now handing you over to your host, Andrew Pelayan, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for attending the Q2 production report, quick Q&A time. We've done this many times before, where, and we look forward to receiving your questions and providing answers to everybody. As announced this morning in today's RNS, we've had a record production at Pixton Peerless. We've managed to increase production to the levels that we're expecting post the Q1 shutdown of Manayila. We're working very hard on finalizing the Baiza license, and we're also looking at further opportunities in Romania and in Zimbabwe. I would like to go through the slides. First of all, I'd like to welcome Craig Harvey, our COO, who's been an integral part of the transformation of the company over the last quarter and previously, and also joining us today is Karl Kindinger, our CFO. So if we have any questions directed towards technical and/or financial, they're on the line with us to assist. I won't go through the entire presentation. What I would like to do is skip, if possible, straight to the performance of Pixton Peerless first, and then we can move on to Manayila, and then talk about the new projects coming on stream, such as Baiza and Zagra, which everyone's asking about. I might want to start with the production figures at Pixton Peerless, and we'll do it a little bit different this time, and I'll ask Craig if he can join us to talk about the increase at the Pixton Peerless mine increases. We've had a record quarter there, and we've seen it growing month on month, and they're constant improvements. Craig, if you'd like to talk a little bit about how we achieve these targets, the increase in production and what we're planning on doing next at Pixton, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Hi, morning, Andrew. Morning, all. So basically, Pixton Peerless upgrade of the plant is complete. The nameplate capacity on the milling circuit is 33,000 tons per month. And as you can see, we've done slightly over that. As we proceed going forward, the grades are going to range between the sort of 2.5 gram-3 gram a ton mark. And then as we advance further into the pits, and as we get closer to the sulfide-bearing ore, we'll be keeping a close eye on actual recovery grades coming out of the plant. The recovery grades at the moment are still ranging between 88%-90%. As the grades start to go down, it will be a simple matter of switching on the sulfide plant, which is complete. It's been cold commissioned. It hasn't been hot commissioned as yet. And going forward, I do believe that it's going to stay pretty much the same way that it's going at the moment, and we're going to produce more gold as the grade slowly starts to rise.
Thank you very much, Craig. I mean, this is a testament to the team in Zimbabwe and Craig and his team to being able to optimize the Pixton Peerless mine. And then moving on to Eureka, we'll see some improvement. Well, we'll see the commissioning of that. We still believe in somewhere around the 9-month to 12-month time. The watering pumps have been ordered. There's some activity on site. As everyone knows, the President Mnangagwa was out there for the inauguration last week, which went off very well. And we're looking forward to, you know, mirroring what we've achieved in Pixton at Eureka, and look forward to announcing more opportunities that are coming up and coming towards Vaast's way in the very near future in Zimbabwe as well. Moving on to Manayila, as everyone knows, we did have the plant shut down in Q1, and we talked about the improvements that would be obtained at Manayila as a result. And clearly, you can see by the increase, although I must admit that, you know, based on Q1 historical, you know, lifting 70% in tons milled and mined and 102% raw mill is just a consequence of the Q1 shutdown. However, if you compare it to historical results, we're still
looking at being, you know, one of the best quarters we've ever had. But what's notable, and the one thing that people need to understand, that in mining, to optimize profitability in a mine, we have to look at all aspects of the mine, not only how many mills, how many tons we mill and mine, but what are the results. And through the hard work and dedication of the management team here in Romania and Craig guiding them, we've managed to increase the quality of concentrate that's coming out at the still the high levels, sustainable levels of production, which means effectively what they call the metal imbalance is higher than it's ever been on a ton-for-ton basis, resulting in, of course, a higher revenue stream. We've had a record revenue stream for the company in Manaila this quarter. We obtained almost, I think, about 30% more in revenue than we've ever received in a quarter historically. And that realistically is what we're in business for, is to create revenue and generate profits for the company. With the recent placing that a few people were not too happy about, it was all done for a particular reason, as I've explained in previous podcasts, was to enable us to increase this level of production in the lead up to the building of the new plant at the Manaila pit once we open up the Kalibaba mine, which is in process at the moment. But until then, we've got, you know, at least 12 to 18 months until that is potentially operational. We have to look at how can we make sure that we make money out of the assets we have and not just produce for the sake of producing. So the strategic decision was made by the board and management to upgrade the existing fleet in the pit, which will reduce costs significantly and increase production, and most importantly, increase production and maintain production. So that is the goal of Manaila over the coming 12 months, is to be able to maximise profitability out of the Manaila pit and the Jacobin plant until the new plant is built and operational. So the strategy.
Can I add in something there, please?
Please do. Feel free.
Yeah, I just want to give a little bit, you know, because you alluded to how the performance at Manaila has picked up. So right back in 2015, I think it was August, September 2015, when we first acquired Manaila, Manaila was obtaining a copper recovery into the copper concentrate of around 60%, around there somewhere. So over the last 2 years, the results of the optimization that we've done in the plant, and we focused heavily in the plant, is that for the past quarter, our metallurgical recovery on the copper has gone up to 78, and in the 1 month it was 82% recovery on the copper. So that makes a huge, huge difference.
That's almost a 30% increase on recovery. Correct?
Yeah, very much so. And then just on the new fleet story, one of the things that we realized very quickly when we started to have a look at the numbers is that although we're looking at bigger dump trucks and that for the pit itself and larger excavators, people would expect, well, if you've got bigger equipment, you know, your diesel bill's going to go up and you're going to end up paying more for diesel. The secret here is to move away from our small mismatched fleet and to size the fleet in accordance of the sort of tonnages and volumes that we need to move. And the upshot of that is that currently with our existing fleet, we are moving 3.2 tons per litre of diesel. If we go to our new fleet with the sizes that we are looking for, we will be moving 5.1 tons per litre of diesel. So it's 1.6 tons more per litre that gets moved. And then the biggest saving that comes in is that simply with the smaller size vehicles that we have at the moment, we have to do anywhere between 500 and 600 trips in a day to meet our target. By upping the size of the equipment, specifically on the waste stripping, where you don't need too much attention to quality, because obviously there's no ore to be diluted, you will take those 550 trips, call it, down to about 220 trips. So it's 2.5 times less trips that you've got to do, and you can just think of the actual physical saving in the labor that's got to drive those trucks. So there will be a twofold thing here. We will cut costs and we will ensure the supply of ore to our plant. So just to put that as a bit of a background.
Thank you, Craig. That's why I have you. That's why we have you on the line. I'd like to refer back to the January statement that was made when I first came on as CEO, which was to try and focus on the core business, which is at the moment Mummy and Pixton, and to try and decrease cost and increase productivity, which will supply a net benefit to shareholders. So the last 6 months, we have been focused on these aspects, and the first thing you have to do is look within and look at how you can improve the business you have today. And now that I believe that we're on the fast track to optimizing what we have in our hands, in our possession, we can now start to focus on new opportunities for the business. And that's the upward trajectory of the business, both on the current plant and mines and also on the future business. So we're now looking at the business through different eyes, and it's a team effort by absolutely everybody in the executive team and the local management teams in both jurisdictions. We're all working as a cohesive team to try and add value for shareholders, and that's the primary responsibility of a board and as a management team. So hopefully we're demonstrating to the market that we are working together as a team to achieve these results for shareholders. I'll move on to the next slide. I don't want to go through the presentation slide by slide, but what I do want to say is that that we are now looking at expansion initiatives in Romania. I've gone to slide 12, and a lot of people have been asking about the Măgura Neagră and Piciorul Simbru sites, which is very important for the company moving forward. We've talked about the discussions of a joint venture with particular institutions and parties. We are continuously working on looking at the correct partner for us on that. It is an extremely big project. We're in discussions with several people on moving forward. We didn't want to expense any of the current capital within the business until we are secure in the knowledge that we can actually fund it without diluting the shareholders on this particular project because it is so big. But what we can say is that we've targeted several joint venture partners. We are in discussions. We are planned for a Q4 drilling program to maintain our prospecting license. That is only constituted of having somewhere around 1,000 meters of drilling, and we're working on a drilling program together with the local drilling company to be able to commence that in Q4 of this year. Also in Romania, everybody's asking about Băița. We released at the end of, not last week, but the week before, the update that the minister had agreed to proceeding with the association on the license of Băița Ply. We can say that we've now obtained all the documentation necessary for the lodgement at ANRM. It's a joint application together with Băița SA. That is in process. And we are still anticipating and the signals from the ministry that that will be concluded in the first half of July. So we're happy to say that that is moving exactly as disclosed to the shareholders. As far as new projects, like we did Eureka in Zimbabwe, we've said it also at the beginning of the year, we are continuously looking for new possibilities in Romania and Zimbabwe. We are working on several pipeline projects in Romania and are continuing to do so in Zimbabwe. Moving on to Zimbabwe, as you all know, I'm going back a few slides. Back to Zimbabwe. I've spoken about Eureka and where we believe that's going to be heading. We're also in the process of preparing the drilling budget program for Giant. We have some responsibilities to maintain that. That's in pipeline. We're looking at, as you all know, we signed that MOU with Botswana Diamonds earlier this year, well, a few months ago. We are continuing to assess the historic claims of the diamond assets, both of Botswana Diamond has and our database of VAST, and we look forward to updating the market with that as well shortly. And again, we are looking at other opportunities in the gold area as well, and we hope to be able to report on that to shareholders shortly.
I don't want to go through the rest of the presentation itself, but we are now, I think, Carl, Craig and I are sitting here waiting for any questions that shareholders may have. I see at the moment there are none on the screen, but if any of you have any questions, we'd be more than happy to answer them at this point. Seems like we have no questions from shareholders today. Craig, Carl, do you have anything else to add to this morning's Q&A without Q?
Nothing for me.
Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew, the only other thing that I just want to add on on Eureka, so the pumps are on site, going to be established in the course of this week. As we stated, the process flow and budget has been done, and I can add in there that the first procurement orders for some of the long lead items have gone out.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Thank you. I've got my first question. It looks like it's actually a Romanian name. What is the timing for BP? With a smiley face and a wink, and next week. I can't give you a definite. It's still in the hands of bureaucrats. We are hoping that it will be delivered as promised, but I can say that it's not a matter of if or really when, but we have had daily conversation with the ministry. We're continuing to do so, and ANRM, and they have all said that they're sticking to the promises of delivering it in early July. Any further questions? Yeah, my pleasure. No? Unless we receive any more questions. Carl, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, nothing at this point.
All right. Well, in that case, unless we receive any more questions, I would like to thank everybody for listening in. One more. Do I have any quests, any information on whether there are factors at play that are seemingly keeping the share price low despite all of the good news? That keeps me up at night, Paul. I have no information as to why there are any factors at play. Coming from a trading background, historically, I could say that my best guess without saying anything further would be that some people had underestimated the ability of VAST to deliver, shorted the stock or spread the stock and now just trying to recover their losses. That is the only logical reason I can give. And I think also people are waiting to see on an institutional level before investing that, we are going to continue delivering on our promises. But, what is extremely important for the business is eventually we are in the unfortunate position that we don't have any cornerstone institutional investors at the moment. It is something that I will be focusing on in the second half of this year is to attract institutional investors at the PLC level. Hasn't got their mute on. My apologies for the background noise. We will be looking at institutional investors that will enable us to stabilise the share price, and that way when we do feed good news in, then it will definitely be have a greater impact on the increase in the share price due to the fact that there wouldn't be so much free float. Are there any new prospects in Romania sizable and mines that could go into production within the space of a year? There are definitely new prospects that are sizable. That we are looking at, that we are in discussion and debate with, whether they can go into production within the space of a year, that all depends on what the due diligence uncovers. I won't say no, but it would be very difficult to get anything in production within a year because, as you know, we are the only producer other than the state company, Cuprumin, that are in production and anything new would entail the normal processes of a permitting and approval.
And it's also, Andrew, it's also the lack of process facilities. With the whole EU rehab issues and things like that, a lot of the infrastructure was stripped out. So
yes.
Unless you consider that a new prospect might be in a brownfield area where there is some existing equipment that's going to be built up from the ground again.
That's right. So it'll be very difficult to go into production within a year, possibly two. That wouldn't be discounted. There's another question here. What are the steps being taken to add to the shareholders? I don't quite understand the question. If you could just reword it. If you're talking about additional shareholders, new shareholders, we're speaking at the investor evening next on Monday the 16th. We're going to try and get out to the marketplace as much as possible and promote the share now that I believe that the company is in a very healthy position. And I'm also embarking on looking at institutional investors. If that was institutional investors, yes. We are definitely preparing a roadshow to institutional investors, and I will be talking to them during the course of the coming months. We have already spoken to several, and we have interest. Thank you very much, Paul, for your positive words. I appreciate it. Have the orders for the new trucks been placed? The answer is yes, they have been placed. We haven't actually received the funds from the placing yet. They were only entered in yesterday, and normally it takes 24 to 48 hours for the money to come in. But the orders have been put in place, and we are hoping to turn around the delivery time as soon as possible. There is quite a bit of lead time on new equipment, but we are sourcing globally to see what we can get delivered as soon as possible. Any further questions? Okay, if that's it for today, thank you all very much for participating. Thank you, Craig and Carl, for joining me. If there are any other questions, we look forward to receiving. You can contact us through St. Bride's, but we will be keeping the market. As you can see, we've been trying to feed the market as much as possible within the parameters of AIM regulation. As news comes to hand, we will be releasing RNSs. Thank you all again for your support, and we look forward to having you as long-term shareholders and enjoying the ride of the growth path of VAST. Somebody's just asked one more question before I go. What about director purchases? Well, Craig has shares, I have shares, and Mr. Tucker has shares. We're currently the executive team. But considering what has been coming up in the news flow, including what we've just announced about Baeza, the production figures. Unfortunately, we are constantly at the moment in a closed period. Believe me, I have wanted to press that button and make the call to my broker to buy more shares on a continual basis over the course of the last 6 months. But unfortunately, we're forbidden to do so because at the moment we're in a constant closed period. As soon as there is a period that is allowable for directors to be able to purchase shares, I can assure you that I will be reinvesting and continuing investment in VAST at the shareholder level. All right. I believe that concludes our Q&A for today, and we look forward to speaking to you again in the next quarter. If any of you wish to join us at the investor evening on the 16th at the NED, we will welcome you to join us, and I can talk to you one-on-one. Again, thank you very much, and I wish you a good day.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your handsets. Hosts, please stay on the line.
Well done.